proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. In this concluding series about the Jewish high priests, we read about other individuals who served as high priests. Most of these men descended from the Aaronic line, although when Gentile powers ruled over Israel, ascension to the high priesthood became more of a political appointment. In that case, the high priest did not necessarily come from the lineage of Aaron. Eleazar followed his father Aaron as the high priest of Israel. The authors of Numbers 34 and Joshua 14 noted that Eleazar played an important role in apportioning the conquests of Canaan to the Israelite tribes. According to the 22nd chapter of Joshua, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, Phinehas led a delegation from the Israelite tribes west of the Jordan River, sent to the tribes which settled on the eastern side of that boundary. He helped to stave off a potential civil war between the tribes on one side of the Jordan and the other. Phinehas later stood before the Ark of the Covenant as the high priest in Judges chapter 20. On that occasion, he asked God whether the combined Israelite forces should fight against the forces from the tribe of Benjamin. The author of 1 Samuel chapter 14 observed that Ahitub, who was the grandson of the high priest Eli, Ahitub ministered as, quote, the Lord's priest in Shiloh, wearing an ephod, unquote. Ahitub's father had died at the hands of the Philistines, as noted in 1 Samuel chapter 4. Ahitub in turn fathered Ahimelech, the high priest whom King Saul had put to death, and Ahitub became the grandfather of Abiathar, who served as high priest during King David's reign. As noted in an earlier session, King Solomon appointed Zadok to succeed Abiathar as the sole high priest. Zadok had earlier accompanied the Ark of the Covenant, according to 2 Samuel chapter 15, when David had the Ark of the Covenant brought to Jerusalem. Azariah was a grandson of Zadok and a contemporary of King Abijah of Judah. The writer of 1 Kings chapter 4 labeled him as, quote, Azariah the son of Zadok the priest, unquote. Another man named Azariah, who was labeled as, quote, the chief priest of the house of Zadok, unquote. Another Azariah ministered during the reign of King Hezekiah of Judah. Yet a third Azariah, whom the author of 2 Chronicles 26 referred to as, quote, the chief priests. This Azariah opposed King Uzziah of Judah when that monarch sought to burn incense in the temple. The author of 2 Chronicles chapter 19 mentioned, quote, Amariah, the chief priest, unquote. Amariah lived during the reign of King Jehoshaphat of Judah. He was one of those individuals whom Jehoshaphat spoke to when he informed the judges, priests, and Levites that Amariah would be, quote, over you in all matters of the Lord, unquote. Hilkiah the high priest ministered during the reign of King Josiah of Judah. According to 2 Kings chapter 22, it was he who, quote, found the book of the law in the house of the Lord, unquote. As we look through the history of the Old Testament, we notice that comparatively few of the Jewish high priests ever served as God's designated spokesman to their peers. God frequently raised up prophets among the Jewish people, prophets who served that role. Nevertheless, the high priest played a vital role in the spiritual life of the Jewish nation. On the Day of Atonement, they alone were allowed to enter into the Holy of Holies and offer sacrifices on behalf of the Jewish people. Furthermore, it was the high priest whose lifespans determined how long a person would have to remain in a city of refuge after having committed a crime. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible broadcast.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.